Piccadilly Jim by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Martin Jarvis. The residence of Mr. Peter Pett, the well-known financier, on Riverside Drive, New York, is one of the leading eyesores of that expensive boulevard. Architects confronted with it reel and throw up their hands. The place resembles, in almost equal proportions, a cathedral, a suburban villa, a hotel, and a Chinese pagoda. Many of its windows are of stained glass, and above the porch stand two repulsive terracotta lions. It's a house impossible to overlook, which was probably why Mrs. Pett insisted on her husband's buying it, for she was a woman who liked to be noticed. Through the rich interior of this mansion, Mr. Pett, its nominal proprietor, was wandering like a lost spirit. The hour was about 10 of a fine Sunday morning, but Sabbath calm had not communicated itself to him. There was a look of exasperation on his usually patient face. It was not as if he demanded much from life. At that moment, all that he wanted was a quiet spot where he might read his Sunday paper in solitary peace. And he could not find one. Intruders lurked behind every door. This sort of thing had been growing worse and worse ever since his marriage 2 years previously. There was a strong literary virus in Mrs. Pett's system. She not only wrote voluminously herself, the name Nesta Ford Pett is familiar to all lovers of sensational fiction, but she aimed at maintaining a salon. Starting with a single specimen, her nephew, Willie Partridge, who was working on a new explosive which would eventually revolutionize war, she'd gradually added to her collection, until now she gave shelter to no fewer than six young...